members of the Indonesian Independent Manufacturing Workers Union stated a protest at Patungkuden Central Jakarta during International Workers' Day. They choose not to join the larger rally at Monas, instead blocking the road and voicing four key demands: enforcement of constitutional court decision, establishment of fair wages for all Indonesian workers, elimination of contract, outsourcing and apprenticeship systems, and rejection of layoffs. The demonstration concluded peacefully around 12:10 p.m. locally, with participants dispersing via Jalan Medan Merdeka Selatan. And the next news. The Banten Provincial Government has initiated Banten Reading Movement, with the free nutritious meal program for high school students across the province. The initiative aims to foster a generation that is both literate and healthy, enhancing students' competitiveness in the global arena. A pilot program conducted collaboration with Archipelago Indonesia and coordinated by Hotel Aston Anyar from April 9th to 30th, 2025, provided nutritious meals emphasizing hygiene education. The program received positive response from local and national officials, with hopes of it becoming a national model. And that was the news.
Mencintai Ayu, tapi Allah yang menciptakan kita semua mencintainya. Saya tidak pernah merasakan cinta dari Ayu, karena beliau selalu berada dalam hati saya. December Kalabu or Gloomy December by Erika Rashid, accompanied by Dapper Music Project. It comes out about the sadness of someone who is left by her lover without news for 2 years. She keeps waiting for a promise or arrival from her lover, but it never comes true. The song created by Ariando and popularized by singer Mahara Nikahar was released in 1982 in Mahara Nikahar's debut album of the same name. This album became the most popular album of Mahara Nikahar's career. The song was not only popular in its time, but also continues to be remembered and even resung by many artists across generations, like Yumi Sara, who released the song in 1997. Then the pop music group Parma Mareka also released the song in 2018. Well, listen, here is Erika Rashid featuring Dapper Music Project with the song December Kalabu. Enjoy. off at every turn. Together, we ensure that the breathtaking landscape Indonesia is framed for remain enchanting for generations to come. From Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasawami is generally shaped like a tumpang or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasawami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or coat to be compacted. The compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in teak or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called tabete. To make kasawami, initially tabete is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This dough is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the tabete, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with tabete flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasawami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasawamis. Such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasawami is the initial food in Buton's traditional events. Interestingly, kasawami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Buton residents. Kasawami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or a Prince sticky rice puppy. For one bowl of Istanbul carrot, you only need to pay 5,000 rupees. It's quite affordable, isn't it?
Warmly welcome. Nani Kamini was just inaugurated as Palimanan Palitopping Maestro of Chittabon, West Java. Her career as a dancer and an artist who preserves to maintain and develop Palitopping, or known as Topping, has started since she was a child.
There is a gap for the SD, Kami Brother, with the love of Pigabu.
Since the third grade, my friends and I have learned to dance. In 3 months, we could master one dance, then we could learn even faster, because we could feel the rhythm. We were able to master 5 dances less than a year.
Art is highly influenced by her parents, who always invited Topping dancers in every event.
When
I was a child, my mother always invited Topping dancers for events, so I really love Topping dance and get used to it.
In addition, big support from her parents, who are not Topping artists, strengthens her determination to deepen by Topping Chittabon, as she explained.
My mom is not a dancer, she used to sell furniture. So if I wanted to make a dance in the Gamelan traditional music, we get a party. And once before that, my parents always support me.
Support from her parents is not in vain. As time went by, Nani, who learned Palitopping from her teacher, Mimi Suji, Topping Maestro, started showing her skill. She began dancing in Krapon, or palace, as well as national and international performances. Nani stated, also encouraged Nani to learn Palitopping in depth. She has taught far before Wansai Art Studio that she leads was officially established. She began teaching when studying at Indonesian Dance Art Academy in Bandung, West Java, that she was forced to leave.
I was forced to stop studying at the academy due to hard economic condition. I live on dance performance because I have become dancer and Krapon since I was a child. I thought, even I had not finished my studies.
Since then, Nani has continued to teach Palitopping. It is not easy indeed to invite people to learn Palitopping that was just limited to people in Krapon. The lack interest of people to study because of economic factor did not decrease her spirit to teach Palitopping.
Untuk pertama waktu dulu nih, Maya, ayo main belajar.
At first I said, come on, let's study. My parents said they didn't
Nani taught Tari Topeng not only in her simple house, but also in some schools in Chittagong City. She kept going despite low payment. Tari Topeng Chittagong deserves appreciation. Before getting aid from West Java Provincial Government in 2011, Nani and her students gathered money to hire Gamelan as musical accompaniment. The struggle and patience of Nani in preserving Tari Topeng happily ended up in her inauguration as Maestro Topeng Palimanan in June 2012. Although she has been recognized as Topeng Maestro, Nani, who often performs Tari Topeng in various events, never sat special to leave. The woman who has become that winner in family because of her husband, the deteriorating health, gains between 200,000 to 500,000 rupiahs per event.
Yeah,
the woman who has taught for more than 10 years has educated 50 students from various ages. Some of them have even had various jobs. According to Nani, seeing her students perform Tari Topeng well is one of the happiest things for her.
When I see my students perform, I'm so grateful to be able to teach them and they can perform in public. It means they learn it seriously. I'm proud that I can pass on my knowledge and they can be well welcomed by public and officials. I'm so happy.
In addition, the woman of two felt moved because her daughter starts to show interest in Tari Topeng.
My own daughter, Fanny, did not want to learn to dance in the second grade. But in the third grade, she joined a competition in Hattirapunan without learning formally. Maybe she's so moved when teaching and she also has the talent now.
The woman who wants to dance and teaches Tari Topeng under growing old expresses her hope. From West Java Provincial Government, Nani could really hope the government paid more attention to Topeng art.
When we cannot see the result first, I want that every area realizes its potential and helps Topeng to develop it. I personally, as low-level government, especially district, to help develop the potential.
Nani's hope for help to preserve Tari Topeng gained a positive response from the government. Head of Culture and Tourism Information Service at Chittagong Youth Sports Tourism and Culture Service, Wahyu Kusuma, revealed. Even though we face some difficulties, we have an agenda. For instance, tourism sector has many activities or programs involving artists to perform at Taman Mini Indonesia in the Culture and Tourism Park. This was in a year, we also incidentally take them to Balungan. We perform at Taman Ismail Majority Art Center too. Sometimes we are invited to expo in Central Java or East Java and events like the Jakarta Fair. The programs like Braga Festival in Bandung and other cities are included in annual agenda. So, we the government provide access for the artists. The struggle of Tari Topeng artists shows more progress. Topeng art, which was worried to extinct, attracts young generation more, as stated by Andrian Kahanjo, head of Chittagong Culture Institution. Tari Topeng maestros guide young generation so that the next generation can continue the art despite the absence of maestros. Topeng is really interesting. It is an energetic dance. Some parts are flexible and first pieces. Audience enjoy it a lot. I don't know why it wasn't this popular. Now, many tourists like from the Netherlands, the United States and Australia learn Topeng in Chittagong. Topeng festivals and training look so obvious. To maintain and preserve the nation's culture.
Ikan asar is a smoked fish. It is smoked differently and uniquely. In general, the fish is smoked horizontally, but ikan asar is placed diagonally on the side of the anus that can be smoked to make the fish completely dry and fully cooked. The cooking process is quite simple. After cleaning the entrails, the fish is cured with bamboo and ready to be smoked on the stove. The smoking takes about 4 until 5 hours, and is done in a closed room so that the smoke soaks into the meat until it is completely cooked. Chili, basil, and sea lime.
which can spoil and captivate the